Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Drishtata Smaranasya Parakarantrenapi Sambhavan Mantram Mantramnanam Vyarthamiti Vachyam Mantraireva Smartavyamiti Nima Vidhi Ashrayanat Nacha Drishtata Smaranasya Parakarantrenapi Sambhavat. This Drishtata, whatever you say, remembering the order in which I have to perform the karmas. That is possible to remember in different ways. I can have a bit paper they use in exams. They will just write paper in all the pockets. Use it when they want to answer. Like that, I can have a note. I can have a paper which says, okay, I have to remember, I have to do this. Okay, I am doing this. And next, I have to do this. It is possible. Or I can play a CD. Now there are so many things. I can play a video CD and just see, okay. Because people now, they do exercise. You know, they'll put the video, yoga CD or some CD, he'll shake his leg. These people will try to shake their legs or hands. Try to. He'll be doing it, they'll try to do it, emulate it. So, in the same way, there are so many possibilities. Or I can appoint a person, okay, now you remind me, next what should I do? These kind of things are possible. So, why should you be confused with that kind of prayojana, adrishta prayojana? For adrishta prayojana, I have some other means. So, adrishta prayojana is one which there is no other means for that. So, I can imagine this adrishta prayojana, this punya. Study Veda, it is for punya. I can imagine this. If you say, no, wrong. Because Veda specifically says there is a niyama vidhi, niyama, the method, the order, it says. There is a method here. There is an order here, which is you have to remember the order of performance only through the mantras. Mantraireva smartavyaha. You have to remember only through the mantras. It is very clearly said. So, you cannot expect some other apurva in this case. Apurva cannot be a result of this mantras. But what is this niyama vidhi? We have not seen any vidhi like niyama vidhi. You said adhikara vidhi, then prayoga vidhi, vinyoga vidhi, then utpatti vidhi. If I remember right, I have seen only four vidhis. And extra vidhi, you said guna vidhi, vishishta vidhi, no niyama vidhis. So what is niyama vidhi? He says, niyama vidhi, nana sadhana sadhya kriyayam, eka sadhana praptau, apraptasya apara sadhanasya prapako vidhi niyama vidhi. Nana sadhana sadhya kriyayam. Nana sadhana. Nana manifold. Sadhana methods. Means. Sadhya through manifold methods means you have to attain the goal. Sadhya is the end result. Kriyayam. In that kind of kriya where the goal is to be attained through manifold means, many karmas, eka sadhana praptau. There is only one means, only one way to perform this karma. Apraptasya apara sadhanasya prapako vidhi. For that kind of state, whatever, there is no other way, there is no other way to gain this knowledge from any other place. That kind of vidhi is called niyama vidhi. Yathahu, it is what is said in the Vartika. Vidhir atyantama praptau niyama pakshikesati tatra chanyatra cha praptau parisankhyeti giyate iti. Vidhi atyantam apraptau niyama pakshikesati tatra cha anyatra cha praptau parisankhyeti giyate. Vidhi atyanta aprapto. It is called apurva vidhi. This vidhi where there is no other means to gain this knowledge. That is called apurva vidhi. apraapto, atyanta apraapto, where there is no other means to gain this knowledge, to gain this object. So that is called apurva vidhi. Niyama, niyama pakshikesati, but one paksha, there are means, but this is the mean you have to, this is the only means you have to do. That is called niyama vidhi. Says, what did he say in the lakshana? Sadhana prapto apraptasya apara sadhanasya. There are many means. Nana sadhana sadhya kriyayam eka sadhana prapto apraptasya. There are means to gain this karma. But one karma is what is given, specific. This is the method you have to perform. So that is niyama. So, niyama pakshikesati, in a paksha it is available in through another pramana, through another means it is available, but you have to do only in this way. If it is specified, then it is niyama vidhi. Tatra cha anyatra cha praptau parisankhyet giyate, but if it is gained from one, in one place or in another place, in one way or another way, then that is called parisankhya. You'll see each one of them. Asya artha, this is the meaning. Pramanantrena apraptasya prapko vidhi apuru vidhi. Through a different means, method, if you cannot gain the knowledge of this karma, of this means, that is called apurva vidhi. That vidhi is called apurva vidhi. What is that? Yatha, example is, ejeta swarga kama hityadihi, swarga artha ka yagasya pramanantrena apraptasya. Apraptasya anena vidhanat yajeta swarga kamaha. Yajeta swarga kamaha. One who has desires for the swarga, heaven, he has to perform this fire oblation. Over. What is swarga? No other place you will gain the knowledge of swarga. What is the means? That also will not be gained in other place. Laukika knowledge will not help you to gain the swarga, because loka does not know swarga without the Vedas, help of Vedas. Veda is the one which explains us what swarga is, and only through the Vedas the means also can be attained. So that is the vidhi, which is called apurva vidhi, where you cannot gain the knowledge of the means to attain the swarga, etc., which is unknown to common people. That is apurva vidhi, special vidhi. Now, pakshe apraptasya prapako vidhi niyama vidhi yatha vrihin avanti ityadi, vrihin avanti ityadi, pakshe apraptasya. But there are many ways. But which way should I perform this karma? If that is the doubt, then the choice are negated and one among them is chosen by the vidhi, Veda itself as a vidhi. That vidhi is called niyama vidhi. Example, vrihin avahanti. Vrihi, the wheat, you have to remove the avahanti, you have to remove the husk. What's the method I should have to use? You take it to a mill to grind it. Possibility. You can grind it with a stone. Possibility. You can pick it up with nails. That is also possibility. Vedas come to your help. There are so many choices. Which way should I do? Then Veda comes and says, this is the way. So, this is the niyama vidhi. It gives you the niyama, order. This is the method to do it. Kathamasya paksha aprapta prapakatvam iti yed itam. How do you say? It is not apraptam in a paksha. And this Veda comes and makes it prapaka. Meaning, you say it is not available in another, in a side, in a section. And the Vedas come and help you to make it available. How do you say this? In this vakya virihi navahanti. This is the way. Anena hi avaghatasya vaitushyarthatvam na pratipadyate anvaya vitireka siddhatvat kintu niyamaha cha niyama sacha aprapta amsha puranam vaitushyasya hi na nana upaya sadhyatvat yad అవఘాతం పరిత్యజ్య యదా అవఘాతం పరిత్యజ్య ఉపాయాంతరం గ్రహీతుం ఆరభతే తదా అవఘాతస్య అప్రాప్తత్వేన తద్విధాన నామకం అప్రాంత అంశ పూర్ణం ఏవ అనేన విధినా క్రియతే. అతశ్చ నియమవిధౌ అప్రాప్తాంశ పూరణాత్మకో నియమ ఏవ వాక్యార్థ పక్షే అప్రాప్తావఘాతస్య విధానాదితి విధానమితి యావత్. సో హీ సేస్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ఇట్ అనేది అవఘాతస్య వైదుష్యార్థత్వే ఐశిత్యార్థత్వం ప్రతిపద్యతే ప్రతిపాద్యతే. హియర్ దిస్ అవఘాత రిమూవింగ్ ది హస్క్ ఇస్ నాట్ వాట్ ఇస్ ప్రూవన్ హియర్. Then what? Anvaya Vyatirika. This can be understood by immediate and mediate method. The direct and indirect method. Anvaya and Vyatirika. So, Kintu, what is that it is doing then? Niyamaha. The method you have to perform. In which way you have to perform. That is what is giving. It is giving here. It is explaining here. Sacha amsha aprapta amsha purnam. That is a what you there's an angle in which you have not you don't want to do. That is the angle, this is the section in which it picks it gives you the knowledge. Meaning vaitushyasya hi nana upaya sadhyatvat, removing the husk from the wheat is it can be done in many ways. But యదా అవఘాతం పరిత్యజ్య ఉపాయాంతరం గ్రహీతు ఆరభతే దెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ గివ్ అప్ దిస్ అవఘాత అండ్ ట్రై టు యూజ్ సమ్ అదర్ డిఫరెంట్ మీన్స్ టు రిమూవ్ దిస్ హస్క్ దెన్ తదా అవఘాతస్య అప్రాప్తత్వేన అట్ దట్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ దిస్ అవఘాత ఇస్ నాట్ ది మెథడ్ యు ఆర్ యూజింగ్ దట్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ తద్ విధాన నామకం దిస్ Veda Vidhi, it Vidhan, it ordains you. This is the method. If you go, try to follow some other method, no, this is the method. So, Tad Vidhana Namakam Aprapta Amsha Puranam Eva Anena Vidhina Kriyate. So, that method which will not be available if you follow some other different method, that method it ordains. This is the method only means you have to do. అతశ్చ నియమ విధౌ అప్రాప్త అంశ పూర్వకో నియమ ఏవ వాక్యార్థ. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ ది నియమ విధి వాట్ ఎవర్ అంశ వాట్ ఎవర్ క్వశ్చన్ పార్ట్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ త్రూ ఎనీ అదర్ మీన్స్ దట్ ఇస్ ది ఓన్లీ యూస్ఫుల్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది విధి ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇంజంక్షన్. పక్షే అప్రాప్త అవఘాతస్య విధానం ఇది యావత్. మీనింగ్ ఇన్ అ సెక్షన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ that it is making it available. That is niyama vidhi. Parisankhya vidhi. The third vidhi is parisankhya vidhi. What is parisankhya? Bhayoscha yugavat prapto. Itara vyavrutti paro vidhi parisankhya vidhi. When there is a vidhi, we will not say there is a vidhi. There are two vidhis. When there are two vidhis which talk about the same thing, then one is negated and the other is accepted. This is called parisankhya vidhi. See, the difference between niyama vidhi and parisankhya vidhi is niyama vidhi makes you see the light for this kind of method, whereas parisankhya vidhi negates the throws the light on the opponent and negates it. Niyama vidhi throws the light on the method and accepts it. Parisankhya vidhi throws the light on the opponent and negates it. This is the difference between parisankhya and niyama vidhi. So, ubhayoscha yugapat prapto, when there are two vidhis which are applicable in the same place, itara vyavrutti paro vidhi, that vidhi which negates one section, one vidhi is called parisankhya vidhi. Example, yatha pancha pancha nakha bhakshyaha iti. Is the rule. Pancha pancha nakha bhakshyaha. You can eat what? Pancha pancha nakha bhakshyaha. Pancha, five. Pancha nakha, which has 5 nails that you can eat. That animal, those 5 animals which have 5 nails, only that you can eat. If you take it in the angle of Niyama Vidhi, this Vidhi is saying you have to eat only these 5 animals with 5 fingers or 5 nails. But Parisankhya Vidhi, you are taking this through the Parisankhya Vidhi angle. So what it does is, it negates the other possibility. 6 nails, no, no, no. 5 nails, but it is not under this list. So this kind of negation is happening here. So this Parisankhya Vidhi negates other animals which are not among 5 and which don't have 5 nails. That is the usefulness of this vidhi. Idam hi vakyam na panchanaka vakshana param tata sasya ragata praptatvat. This vakya is not making you to eat or letting you to eat the animals which have 5 nails, because that is ragata prapta. Veda cannot ordain it. You cannot eat, it cannot say. You can eat, it cannot say, because I desire to eat that. People eat so many things. If you see this animal planet and all that, they travel in jungle, they travel in sea, they'll just eat like some ice cream thing. They'll just cut open the shell and eat whatever is inside. Oh, this is very tasty, they'll say that also. So pancha pancha naka, this vidhi is not saying pancha pancha naka bhakshyaha. That vidhi, that animal which has 5 nails, that you cannot, because that is ragata prapta. This is desire. I want to eat this, I desire to eat this, I eat. Where Veda has any right in it? So it cannot be done. So what does it do? Napi niyama param. It also does not give you a niyama, an order, method. You can eat these things. No, that also is not there. Then panchanaka apanchanaka bhakshanasi yugavat prapte pakshe aprapta aprapti abhavat. Why it is not niyama? Because eating, when you say eat this animals, panchanaka, eating, I can eat 5-nailed animal, non-5-nailed animal, everything will come here. Eat, I want to eat an animal, all the animals come. No, only these animals I cannot select here, which is again ragata prapta, that is cannot be negated. So ataha, therefore idam apanchanaka bhakshana nivritti param iti bhavati parisankhya vidhi. Therefore this negates the animals which does not have the 5 nails and which is not among the 5 animals. That it negates, that's all. That is the only idea you can gain from this. Fox is one. Your iguana. The other day I was trying to remember the name, iguana. So there are some animals which is shashakaha, your rabbit, that also comes here. Shalaki is a kind of bird. Godha, iguana. Khadgi, shalaki is fox. Khadgi, kurmaha. Khadgi, I don't remember. Kurma is your tortoise. So these kind of animals you can eat. It gives you permission not to eat. It negates the other animals which you cannot eat. Parisankhya shrotitva. I don't know whether it's useful or not. Gaining the knowledge from this. Parisankhya shrotitva lakshanitva vedau. In this Parisankhya, there is a two bheda, two difference. There are two types of Parisankhya. One is that which you give from the Shruti. The other is Lakshana, through the Lakshana. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.